doesn't get any bigger than the Champions League, and it was staged this morning, match day, day one, and Barcelona flew out of the blocks, a bloke called Lionel Messi scoring a hat-trick, and then you had Inter Milan, with seconds left on the clock, knocking over Tottenham in an upset 2-1. Robbie Slater, good morning.
Good morning, get ready for it, guys. You ready? Here we go. Hello? Come on, that's an easy one.
Dropping something on the bench.
Dropping something on the what?
On the bench.
Shutting the knives and forks drawer.
You nailed it. Got it.
I'm good at this.
TK, well done, well done. Drop it. I actually put a knife and fork back into the drawer. Yes, well done. So Champions League. Yes, well, I hear you had the Wolf on yesterday.
Yeah, the Wolf.
Wolf is tipping a bit of Champions League action.
Yeah, he went all right. It's Wolf.
Four from five.
Well, he does get obsessed by these kind of things. I think he's texted Benny Lloyd, the producer, of course, that the Wolf is back, he texted him. I don't know, where's the Wolf been?
Oh, he just had a week off. He's allowed to have a week off.
A week off what?
Well, he just had a rest.
Oh, right.
He thought he'd give you some love and let you tip a few winners.
You put yourself on the back for tips and you didn't tip Inter Milan to beat Tottenham. I don't know if you're back, really, to be honest.
Well, no, that's hard.
Liverpool, mate. What about Liverpool? 3-2. That was an entertaining game.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. Liverpool cruising 2-0 up, and they came back. Paris Saint-Germain, second half, 83rd, 84th minute. Looked like Paris Saint-Germain had got a point with Mbappe, of course, the young World Cup star from France. Equalising, but dramatic stuff, and there's been many, many dramatic and memorable nights at Anfield. This is another one of them. Firmino, the Brazilian striker, striking in injury time to get all 3 points for Liverpool and to kick off their Champions League assault in fine style.
What about Tottenham, Rob? They were in control, and all of a sudden in the last, five or six minutes...
Two goals.
Inter Milan were able to score a couple of goals.
Well, I know you followed this one closely, Laurie.
Yes, it was on air while we were...
Milan just proved that you just keep going, talking. Keep going at home. It's a little bit like Liverpool getting a late winner. You know, teams like this always seem to be able to pop up with winners, you know, very near the end of the game or in stoppage time when they desperately need it. And Inter Milan proved that they could do that, and they did it.
I wish they play. I mean, and those final, you know, saying that final from the 80-minute mark on, Robbie, they really pushed their players forward. They used the ball better.
Sorry, TK, could you repeat that? I was just closing the lunchbox and running a bit late.
I was just saying that comes along the lines of because the match is, you know, they've got through the game, and then they start to push forward, and they start to put them in. They play more attractive football in the final 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. And, but you two are getting a bit carried away. Remember who's the expert here.
No, I'm just telling you.
You two haven't watched the game. You get
we did watch the game.
About it because I have.
We did watch
the game.
That's a very good point. It's a point that you're just making up.
I'm not making now.
I'm going to ask you this, Robbie.
Yes.
Did you know Messi has now scored more goals in the group stage games than any other player?
That's extraordinary. His record, that's a very good point. His record... along with Ronaldo in the Champions League, is just, I mean, their record for both clubs, Real Madrid and Barcelona, who's ever going to break them, I don't know. But to score goals in your competition, in cup competitions is one thing. To go onto the biggest stage, the Champions League in club football, and to score as many as they both have done, and in particular Messi you're talking about, is just, I don't know if it'll ever be done again, Laurie, to be honest.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good strike rate, 61 from 64 games. So
it's ridiculous. It's unheard of.
And he's the first player to score 8 hat-tricks as well.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, when Messi does it, it's no longer a surprise.
And he's 4'2".
If you think about it, what he's done in the Champions League, because he's not going to go on forever, is, like I said, I'm very hard to see getting broken.
Give me two quick score lines, mate. Avondale hosts Sydney FC tonight.
Yeah, no, big FFA Cup quarterfinals, of course. 2 tonight, 2 next week. And Yeah, Sydney FC should get the money, but you never know.
No.
That's what the FFA Cup does. And
scoreline.
It's a big night for them, so it'll be very, very interesting. But getting to the, you know, the real exciting time of the FFA Cup and, you know, quarterfinals time and Sydney FC with new players, it's, can't wait to watch it, actually.
Scoreline.
Hello?
Give us a scoreline.
Scoreline. Will they get one? I'll go 4-0.
4-0. Melbourne City up against Western Sydney. Scoreline?
I think this one could go to extra time penalties.
Okay. Mm. So
there you go with a scoreline of 1-1.
1-1. Good on you, mate. Well done, Robbie Slater, I think.